That's right, people. I want to welcome you out to the show. That's right, people. Special edition of the show. Another special edition, you know. Walking these miles down in this game called life. Each and every day, you know. Constantly waking up with that drive, you know. That comes from the inside, you know. It don't come from the outside, people. You know, that drive, when you get that urge to keep fighting, you know. You gotta ask yourself sometimes, people, what is it? Where does it come from? You know? But that's another lecture right there, people. But don't get it twisted. We're back down the rabbit hole. Oh yeah. People, grab your hors d'oeuvres. We're gonna talk a little bit about you know, what's hidden. Usually is in plain sight, but you know what's hidden, people? Collective. When we talk about the secrets of the world, you know, they're hidden. We talk about the secret societies, all right? The information is hidden. Well, see, when you crack the code, see, that's when shit gets a little spicy. So, grab your hors d'oeuvres, collective. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk a little bit about occult. The occult. You know, just simply the word occult. What does it mean? When's the last time anybody even ever just read it, you know, sat back and just got down to the definition and then back down to the confirmation right there from my phone going off? You know, anybody ever looked up the definition of the word? Or, you know, have you ever even looked up the etymology and got down to the real nit-grit root? The root of what's going on with the word. So, we're going to stand correct. And I'm going to give you my spiel, alright? On what's hidden in plain sight. But you go nowhere, people. This is Ray Massey. We back down the rabbit hole for this lecture. Called what's hidden, the occult. What does it mean? We're gonna tap in. Don't you go nowhere, people. This is Ray Massey. Let's rise. That's right, people. I want to welcome you back. Thank you for being so gracious during the break, you know. And the breaks are very important. You know, I've been doing this here radio thing for quite some time now. As I sit back and I just kind of reflect on how long I've been doing my own thing. You get it? Like, really taking it serious, you know what I mean? Really believing in the thought process that you have brought down from heaven, if you will. The heavens meaning, you know, in your own brain, where all of the magic takes place. So, with that being said, I'm gonna say this. You know, what's hidden is usually in plain sight, all right? Now, and today, you know, I want to talk about what's hidden, you know, and I want to talk about the word occult. Now, let's get right to it. Now, the word occult. Occult simply means hidden collective. That's right. Simple. Straight to the point. I'm gonna give it to you to where, you know, a 3, 4, 5 year old should be able to comprehend exactly what I'm saying. Occult simply means hidden. You see, all the things that can truly empower you, okay, are hidden. All of the things, and when I say all, I mean, you know, the things that can truly empower you are truly hidden from you. Now, and people usually label this particular hidden information as evil or witchcraft or satanic. Let me repeat that shit right there. People usually label these particular hidden situations, all right, as evil or witchcraft or as satanic. Now, this is something that I see, all right, and from what I know to be true about particular situations and experiences that I've been through myself. So it just, you know, it makes me spark the question, because it seems like, you know, nobody can really see life through the eyes of yours, okay, but we damn sure can share experiences. Now, why would they deem this particular hidden information as evil or witchcraft or satanic? You know, to simply keep you in fear of your very own essence. Collective. Let me repeat that shit. I'm gonna tell you why they would deem it as one of those three. Selective. It's simply to keep you from, you know, who you truly are, and to simply keep you in fear of your very own essence. Now, see, the whole point of the Matrix, okay, is to keep your energy suppressed in your lower aspect, you know, suppressed below the third chakra, if you will, keeping you stuck in a survival level, which automatically activates your fight or flight system. Collective. All right, keeping you stuck on a survival level, and that automatically activates your fight or flight system. Collective. Facts right there. Talking about an intercellular core level of your being that you need to tap into and definitely get aware of. Now, ultimately making you a slave to your desires, but never seeking a higher level of consciousness to start awakening to who you truly are. Because the secret societies know that when you raise your energy up from the root chakra, the base of your spinal cord, up through the heart, moving right along through the throat chakra, then up to the third eye and crown chakra, that you become a Christ-like being. You gain enlightenment. Now, you don't have to seek anything, because you attract everything through your own personal magnetism. Facts. But to do this, collective, you have to sacrifice the ego. An average person doesn't want to meditate and go within, because doing so forces you to awaken to who you truly are. A shedding of an old skin and connecting with one's spiritual self. Most people see it as a waste of time, collective. Or it's simply just not a real thing. It's not real. Let them tell it. But the most powerful people on the planet, the most powerful people in the world, the government, if you will, they know that it's real. And that collective is the difference. They know that it's real. And they put words on it like a cult. They keep it hidden and then they put labels on it. They say it's satanic. They say it's evil. They say it's witchcraft. But the whole time. I'm gonna let that sit and ponder, collective. Oh yeah, this is just a tap in right here. In the thoughts of Ray Massey, in the thoughts in my mind, you know, some of the things that I contemplate on, and some of the things I would like to get out to the public, to my collective, to the collective whole. Just to see where we at mentally, baby. Are we tapping in? Are we actually looking at this thing going on around us called life? Let's tap in, baby. Let's get into it. Ray Massey. I digress. I love the collective. But more important than collective, love yourself.